Hello, my name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling. Is this a computer or a person?
This is me. This is a person.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I live in South Baldwin County and waited in line this morning for about 2.5 hours only for them to tell me a vaccine for my age group. They had plenty for I'm 70. How can I prevent that in the future?
So you were at the Mobile County Health Department and they told you you weren't old enough to get the shot?
No. I was at OWA, O-W-A, in South Baldwin County.
Oh, okay.
At a drive-in.
Okay.
And they ushered us all in, put us all in line. And then I told them I was coming in for my first shot. And my wife went down there for the second shot, and apparently she's going to get it. But I was in there for my first shot because they'd canceled it out and rescheduled it for the day. And when the line started moving, I found myself heading back towards the highway, towards the house, and the police officer said, well, you know, they're out. They only had 300 shots to give today.
Now, oh, my goodness.
Tell me about it. Is there a way that I can know this ahead of time?
Okay. What you can do, and I believe this is the testing line to help you find a testing site.
Get the vaccine.
Okay, to get the vaccine, and you're in Baldwin County?
Yes, ma'am. I went to this website that Alabama has.
Mm-hmm. You went to the
COVID-19 vaccine clinic dashboard, and it said to go there, which is less than 5 miles from me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they had pushed this thing forward because of the weather, and I got there this morning at about 5 o'clock, and it was scheduled to be at 9 o'clock, and waited about 2.5, pushing 3 hours, and the line began to move, and then they routed me. Apparently, routed everybody on that lot out because they said there was only 300 units of vaccine.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, what I can do is give you a number that you can call back, and you can get put on a waiting list. Not on a waiting list, on an appointment list.
Okay,
for your county.
Places for appointments on this dashboard.
But yes, sir. You can.
Out into April. All appointments have been taken to April in Baldwin.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any I can't give you an appointment, but I can give you. We can register. You can call this vaccine line, and you can get put on the list to be called when an appointment is available.
Okay. All right. I think that number may already be here. Okay, because you can go to and you type in the county that you're in, and these places come up.
Yes.
But the only place that came up was Robertsdale. I checked it yesterday, and some was in next month. I checked it today, and they're out into April.
Oh, my goodness.
At the end of April, we're going somewhere and going out of country, and we want to both try to be vaccinated.
Certainly. Well, what I would suggest is that you keep an eye on that website, because that will provide you
with
the most up-to-date information.
And, because, you know, I went, it just so happened, my wife and I had to have some blood work done yesterday, so we went to the place to have blood taken for our doctor, just on an annual checkup. And the young lady said, well, you know, they only have 300 doses of the type 1 vaccine for tomorrow. And I'm thinking, well, you know, gosh, you know, what does she know? And apparently she was absolutely right.
Oh, my goodness.
She knew that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The public doesn't know that. And I don't know how this word gets around other than she knew somebody worked over there. That's probably the situation.
It could be. It could be. And she may have been, you know, briefed on it previously.
Okay.
Because, you know, they do share information like that. Now, like I said, you're doing great by following the website to get your information, because that's where you're going to get the best information. to continue to stay there?
That's what I've been doing. I was just trying to have to prevent sitting in line for 3 hours and then ushered back to the house.
Yeah, I understand you there. Well, now let me give you this 800, this vaccine line number.
Okay, let me get somebody to write that down, okay?
Certainly.
Please.
Certainly.
All right. Okay, so this is a kind of a hotline for questions to be answered.
Well, what they'll do, what we'll do is there is you'll get just, they'll just register you for a vaccine.
Okay. All right.
And then when the vaccine is available, they'll give you, you'll get a call and get,
okay,
and have an appointment.
All righty. Well, I'll try that. Okay. So
all right.
1-800.
Well, no, it's 855.
I'm sorry. 855.
566.
566.
5333.
5333. So that's 855-566-5333.
Yes, sir. And now you can also get some information from the website of the CDC.gov at the Center for Disease Control.
That's where I was finding this area in Robertsdale, which is just north of me. We're down on the Gulf Coast here.
Oh, well, you're doing great. All right. Well, now, I do thank you for calling us here at the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope I've been able to help.
Well, you have a big article in the Mobile paper today saying that these drive-ins have been so successful that Alabama is just about giving it all out that they had to give out. So.
Oh, well, hopefully we'll get some more.
That's not your fault. I mean, lack of, when I say you, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alabama will get vaccine when it's available to Alabama.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I can't fuss at them giving it all out as quickly as they can. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
They were just saying this has been far more successful than they thought it was going to be, basically what the article was about. Okay, well, I'll try this, and thank you very much for the information, ma'am.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Mm-hmm. You have a great afternoon, and good luck to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.